USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Maryland Representative Jamie Raskin says a recording of former President Trump discussing secret documents is likely to add to his legal troubles.
Apparently, the recording also reflects Donald Trump's knowledge that he had not declassified the documents, or he knew that it was still classified.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Maryland Democrats stopped short of saying Trump should be charged. A Republican congressman has some advice for GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis.
My advice is not to try to out-Trump Donald Trump.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Colorado Representative Ken Buck said DeSantis should focus on his record as governor of Florida. Buck said he has not endorsed DeSantis or any other candidate this time. The five-term congressman endorsed Trump in 2016. Senator Joe Manchin isn't saying if he's planning on a third-party presidential run.
Not ruling anything in, not ruling anything out.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, the West Virginia Democrat did say that people want to be governed from the middle rather than from the far left or far right. Manchin's name has reportedly come up as a possible choice for a bipartisan political group called No Labels. Chuck Todd stepping down this fall as moderator of NBC's Meet the Press.
It's been an amazing, nearly decade-long run. I'm pretty, really proud of what this team and I have built over the last decade, and frankly, the last 15-plus years that I've been here at NBC.
He announced the news during this morning's edition of the show. Todd, who has been the moderator since 2014, will become NBC's chief political analyst. He said he wants to spend more time with his family as well as work on more long-form projects. NBC's chief White House correspondent Kristen Welker will take over as moderator in September. The NBA Finals continue with the Heat and Nuggets tonight at 8 o'clock. Dave Collins, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is clarifying the U.S. position when it comes to China throwing its weight around in the Indo-Pacific region. Speaking at a major Asian security conference in Singapore, Austin said the U.S. doesn't see conflict or confrontation, but we will not flinch in the face of bullying or coercion. Using payment apps to store your money could put your finances at risk.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau warns customers of Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App against long-term money storage due to safety concerns during a crisis. Recent bank failures, including Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank, experienced bank runs as customers withdrew uninsured deposits. Unlike traditional bank accounts insured by the FDIC, funds in these apps are not protected. Peer-to-peer payment apps and non-banks offering bank-like services have surged in popularity. I'm John Schaefer.
Public drag shows in Tennessee will not be banned after all following a ruling by a federal judge. U.S. District Judge Thomas Parker overturned a law that was signed in March by Governor Bill Lee. Parker wrote in his decision that the law was unconstitutionally vague and substantially overbroad. An American marching band from Maryland will perform in the D-Day Memorial Parade in France. Morgan State University will perform next June in the parade commemorating the 80th anniversary of the Allied invasion that led to the World War II defeat of Nazi Germany. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.